You'll hear part of a recorded guided tour which is given to people visiting a wildlife park. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2. Welcome to Burton Safari Park. This cassette has been made so that you can listen to a guided tour as you drive round the wildlife park in your car. Burton is one of Europe's oldest wildlife parks. Here you can see wild animals from all over the world, and they're not in cages. Before we start, we do have some information for the animal's safety and for your own. First, please stay in your car at all times. In case of emergency or breakdown, please use your horn and lights and a ranger will come and help you. If you'd like to stop, please do so on the left side of the road, allowing traffic to pass on the right. Please do not feed the animals. Our animals are fed on special diets, and your leftover picnic might make them ill or even kill them. We're starting our tour with some of Burton's most interesting wild animals, our four white rhinos from South Africa. The white rhino doesn't get its name from its colour. The African word white means wide, and the white rhino has a wide mouth which helps it eat grasses. Sadly, there aren't many rhinos left in the world today. Poachers hunt rhinos for their horns, which can be made into things like handles for knives. Burton's oldest animals are two female rhinos, Maggot and Mary. They've been here since the park opened 30 years ago. They're great friends and could live to be 40. Head keeper Anne Stewart has worked with rhinos and other large animals at Burton for 20 years.
Rhinos can be dangerous. These ones here have been here a long time, so they know me and I know them. Their hearing's excellent, but their eyesight is poor, so it's important that I talk, and then they recognise my voice and they're okay with me.
Anne has noticed how intelligent the rhinos are. They can tell the vet's Volvo car from any other Volvo and become suspicious if a car is not going round the normal route.
One of the keepers has a special but dangerous job, checking the rhino's toes. There are three toes on each foot, and they have to be checked regularly in case they get damaged. There are two male rhinos, Harold and Arthur, who came to Burton from the north of England. Harold, in particular, can get quite angry at times. Their keeper says sometimes rhinos might want to have a little rub on the side of your car. It's because it's a convenient place to scratch themselves, but it's nothing to worry about, really. Just drive out of the way and keep clear of them if they look as though they're going to use your car in this way. If you can't move, sound the horn and someone will come and rescue you.
White rhinos spend most of their time eating when they're not sleeping or taking a mud bath. The rhino's diet is mostly grass and sugar. The keepers make a special mixture for them, which they seem to enjoy very much. They have a good life, really. And now, let's move on to the other side. Now you'll hear part two again. Welcome to Burton Safari Park. This cassette has been made so that you can listen to a guided tour as you drive round the wildlife park in your car. Burton is one of Europe's oldest wildlife parks. Here you can see wild animals from all over the world, and they're not in cages. Before we start, we do have some information for the animal's safety and for your own. First, please stay in your car at all times. In case of emergency or breakdown, please use your horn and lights and a ranger will come and help you. If you'd like to stop, please do so on the left side of the road, allowing traffic to pass on the right. Please do not feed the animals. Our animals are fed on special diets, and your leftover picnic might make them ill or even kill them. We're starting our tour with some of Burton's most interesting wild animals, our four white rhinos from South Africa. The white rhino doesn't get its name from its colour. The African word white means wide, and the white rhino has a wide mouth which helps it eat grasses. Sadly, there aren't many rhinos left in the world today. Poachers hunt rhinos for their horns, which can be made into things like handles for knives. Burton's oldest animals are two female rhinos, Maggot and Mary. They've been here since the park opened 30 years ago. They're great friends and could live to be 40. Head keeper Anne Stewart has worked with rhinos and other large animals at Burton for 20 years.
Rhinos can be dangerous. These ones here have been here a long time, so they know me and I know them. Their hearing's excellent, but their eyesight is poor, so it's important that I talk, and then they recognise my voice and they're okay with me.
Anne has noticed how intelligent the rhinos are. They can tell the vet's Volvo car from any other Volvo and become suspicious if a car is not going round the normal route.
One of the keepers has a special but dangerous job, checking the rhino's toes. There are three toes on each foot and they have to be checked regularly in case they get damaged. There are two male rhinos, Harold and Arthur, who came to Burton from the north of England. Harold in particular can get quite angry at times. Their keeper says sometimes rhinos might want to have a little rub on the side of your car. It's because it's a convenient place to scratch themselves, but it's nothing to worry about really. Just drive out of the way and keep clear of them if they look as though they're going to use your car in this way. If you can't move, sound the horn and someone will come and rescue you.
White rhinos spend most of their time eating when they're not sleeping or taking a mud bath. The rhino's diet is mostly grass and sugar. The keepers make a special mixture for them, which they seem to enjoy very much. They have a good life, really. And now, let's move on to the other side of the...
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.